Another primary headache is called the new daily persistent headache. Although this is not very important from exam perspective, it's important to have some understanding of this diagnosis. If a patient is referring to a headache where it had very clear onset on that day or that week, like first week of that month, you know, 6 months ago or a year ago, the patient will remember that very well. I've never had bad headaches before. I had very occasional headaches, you know, all my life. And then in that week, I started to have headache. And right from the beginning, the headache was daily. That's a very important feature because many times we encounter people with patients with almost daily headache, but they will tell you that they used to have headaches on and off, and they got, you know, more frequent. And then, you know, it's been a few months or even a few years that they're having daily headache. However, with the new, so that's not new daily persistent headache. The new daily persistent headache is right from the beginning, the headache was unremitting. Right from the beginning, the headache was daily and has been ongoing for at least 3 months, if not more. The headache generally does not have features to suggest any other type of primary headache. A lot of times those patients will have an extensive workup, and the workup will be completely negative, and there is no secondary etiology of this headache. This would be called a new daily persistent headache. There is no effective treatment for this type of headache, and although we do use the same migraine prophylactic treatment sometimes, they may not have the same efficacy. So sometimes managing this headache can be challenging.